Thank you, Mr. Lady. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending. We have to admit that we couldn't hold us. We submitted our paper to the emergency, to environmental health. So you can see the preliminary version of the paper there on the website. And I have no relationship to disclose. The aim of our study was to study whether residents in high-temperature geothermal area where inhabitants are exposed to geothermal emission and water containing, among other things, hydrogen sulfide and radon, and whether it is associated with the risk of cancer. And of course, there is a background. There are approximately three major studies on residents in geothermal area and cancer risk. One is from New Zealand, Rotorua, where they found an association with lung cancer among native female, but they were only able to indirectly control for smoking habits. There is a study from Azores Island, where they found an association between breast cancer and residents at the geothermal area. And there are studies from Sicily on thyroid cancer and residents in geothermal area. This is a census-based study, and the census is from 1981. And it included 184,000 individuals at the age of 5 to 65 years. They didn't allow us access to the youngest or the oldest from the census. The registries which are used in the studies are kept at Statistics Iceland and the Cancer Association. The census is registered with a personal identification number. And the registries which are used here are also with this personal identification number. So it's easy to link them to find the fate of individual persons. We use the national registry to obtain information on whether you have out-migrated from Iceland. If a person have out-migrated from Iceland, it's not to be seen from the cancer registry, so we have to truncate each person when he out-migrates without reaching the end point. The National Cause of Death Registry is used to get the possible date of death and year and the cause of death here, but we are not using that in these studies. We are using the information in the cancer registry as a end point here. So we are presenting a cancer incident here. It's very strange with this personal identification number. It's widely used in the Scandinavian countries, and I'm not able to get a ticket to the National Theatre unless I give it on the phone that I have that personal identification number. And every person which is born in Iceland gets this number before they get a real name. This is the first thing which identifies a person there. We have some population to define here. The exposed group, the residents of the high temperature geothermal area, and two comparison groups which are defined according to the community code in the census 1981, and geological facts such as age of the bedrock and the natural geothermal activity. And I forgot to tell you that we are following these people at the census from 1981 to 2010 in the cancer registry. And this is a map of Iceland. It is approximately 500 kilometers long from east to west, and it's increasing in length by 2 centimeters each year. And this is a situation in the North Atlantic where the tectonic plates are moving apart, different from here in California where they are moving under each other somehow. And the brown area is where the bedrock is less than 1 million years old. The green area is where the bedrock is approximately 3 million years old, and the gray area in the east and west are more than 15 million years old. The red spots scattered over the brown area are the high temperature geothermal areas. And the black spots are other geothermal areas. The community code enabled us to define the geothermal area, which are marked by 1 on this picture here, and the area number 2 are what we called cold areas in the west and east part of the country. And the area marked as 3 are mixed area with some high geothermal activity, but also including some with relatively cold area. The fourth area in the corner from left from your side is the capital southwest area, which we are excluding from this study. 5 is inhabited area in the middle. And here are the baseline characteristics from the census. It's gender, age, education in 3 levels, and those who were younger than 20 are unclassified, and we also have registered from the census whether they are living in a single family house or not. And we used to compare this area in a Cox model. We did several calculations, both crude and adjusted for some of these factors and to all of them. And I'm just going to show you where we adjust for all the baseline characteristics. And here we see the comparison of the geothermal area with the cold area, where we get the hazard ratio of 1.22. And I'm just showing on this slide those cancer which are in excess and a significant excess. That was pancreas cancer, breast cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, some of this with very high hazard ratio. Lowest on this slide is basal cell carcinoma of the skin, which is a very special cancer. And of course, it is histologically verified, all of the basal cell carcinoma. And you see that it's up to 1.61 compared to cold reference area. If we look at the pancreas cancer, which was in great excess in this study, the best known risk factor here is cigarette smoking. And according to a survey from the Public Health Institute in Iceland, the proportion of never smokers was fairly equal among this study population. So we don't believe that smoking is confounding the result here. If you look particularly at male, the cancer, pancreas cancer risk was greater than among female. Breast cancer was also in excess, and in study like this, the reproductive factor is the most important possible confounder. And we had access to data on fertility rates for several years, and we picked out this between 91 to 95, and the fertility rate was 2.2 or 2.3 in the study areas. And the age at first birth were also very similar in this, among this population, lowest in the target population. We know a lot about these reproductive factors in Iceland because a woman who have the first child at 35 years of age or older have a twofold increased breast cancer compared to a woman which have the first child before 20 years of age. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is a very heterogeneous in etiology, and also histological types are many, and the origin are many, and we don't know anything about the possible confounding factors or etiological factors among this population concerning non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But the basal cell carcinoma of the skin, we know that the main and the most important risk factors for that cancer is ultraviolet radiation from the sun or arsenic ingestion, often by through drinking water, or ionizing radiation. And as other types of skin cancer were not increased in the studies, we don't believe that the ultraviolet radiation from the sun is confounding our results here. And the geothermal hot water was not used as a drinking water in this area, so, or never in no place in Iceland. On the contrary, basal cell carcinoma were found increased among radon-exposed miners from Czechoslovakia, and there are some resident studies in UK which have connected radon exposure to basal cell carcinoma. Just a little bit about the strength and limitation. To the strength, we count that the study is based on the registries and the record linkage of the personal identifier. The follow-up time is long, more than 30 years, and the information on cancer is fairly accurate, based on up to 95% histological verified cases. The main weakness is, of course, the lack of information of length of residency and the content of the gas emission and water content in the geothermal areas. But the pattern of the cancers is very difficult to explain by one exposure, but we think that it's most important to have exact measurement of known carcinogenic factors, and there radon is maybe the thing which is most suspected and which we are going to work on in future studies. Thank you very much.